We were monitoring the situation because we just knew historically this might not bode well for us.
Cynthia Che, Executive Director of Chinese for Affirmative Action, says public health crises and economic downturns have been occasions for scapegoating Asians in the past. She cites the hate-motivated murder of Chinese-American Vincent Chin in Detroit during the auto industry downturn in the 1980s. Che says in San Francisco, Chinatown was the only district quarantined during the bubonic plague epidemic of 1900 by officials who believed that
the disease was caused by Chinese and Asians. They were the carriers. And so we're seeing those racist beliefs and tropes, you know, being resurrected with the same racialization of this coronavirus.
In Honolulu's Chinatown, the Star Advertiser reported business was down by up to 50% by mid-February, long before any sign of the COVID-19 virus here. Nationally, an anti-Asian and Pacific Islander API bias tracker has tallied over 1,500 bias incidents since March 19th. People report being coughed and spat upon, barred from public transport and services, verbally harassed, and physically assaulted.
Our incident reports show that even though all APIs are being targeted in the description of what's happening, they are assuming that the target is Chinese.
On 4chan and other online forums, the COVID-19 pandemic has been cast as both a Chinese bioweapon and a plot by the Jewish community to expand financial control, according to Seth Brisk, Central Pacific Regional Director, Anti-Defamation League. The ADL is a key bias monitoring organization.
With the coarsening of the civil dialogue, a loss of civility, dating back to the presidential campaign of 2016 and since that time, and an emboldening of people on the extremes, there's been a sharp increase in the targeting of Asian Americans. There is a concern that should the economic effects worsen and should they linger, there will be an effort to scapegoat certain communities.
Brisk says the ADL's former national director was a Holocaust survivor who contended
that the infamous death camp Auschwitz was not built with bricks, but it was built with words. And he said that because you first have to convince people that it's okay to commit violence against another person.
One incident recorded on the AAPI hate tracker happened in Haleiwa. An Asian family reported people followed and coughed on them from a car. HPD says they've had no COVID-19 related bias incidents reported thus far. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.